Okay, open up your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12, first one. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father, that as we look into your word, that faith is going to happen in our hearts. That we know that the word is the source of faith. And we know that when we feed on your word, that faith will build in our hearts. We'll be able to operate in your kingdom the way you desire us to, the way you designed us to. We praise you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Now, we're going to go through here, and we're going to try to get right back to this verse, right back to these two verses. We're going to study faith. But we want to get right back to these two verses where we're looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we're going to have to start, go to Romans chapter 1, verse 17, on our little adventure here in faith. You know, faith gets talked about a lot in, you know, the Word of Faith circles and, you know, the non-denominational circles. It's talked about a lot. And it's not really understood a lot. There's some people that get it, but some people really struggle. And I want to make it as simple as Jesus made it. I want to make it as simple for people to understand as possible. Romans chapter 1. Verse 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." You know, that is, there's four other verses in the Bible that tell us that the just shall live by faith. I think he wants you to understand you're going to have to live by faith. And you are the judge, because you've been justified freely by his grace. When you, the minute you got born again, you became the just. Now, we have to ask ourselves, what is faith? Is there a question? Okay. Oh, okay. So we're going to have to ask ourselves, what is faith? Look over to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. There are two verses that will get this tied down for you. It says, "Now faith," Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says, now, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." I'll go to Romans chapter 4, verse 17. It says, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were." So that's the God definition of faith. He calls things that be not as though they were. So how would we do that? When we get attacked with a sickness and we feel like a rat, we're going to have to say, "By his stripes, we were healed." But I feel like a rat. You're still healed. But I don't feel healed. You're still healed. See, here's the thing about Abraham. He had to meditate on this word. We'll get into this a little bit later, but he had to meditate on this for a long time. Because, see, his name used to be Abram. But God told him that he was going to make him the father of many nations. So he changed his name to Abraham, which means father of many nations. So Abraham had to run around telling everybody that he's the father of many nations. And he hadn't had one kid. What was he doing? God had to get control of his tongue and call things that be not as though they were until Isaac happened. It took a long time. Abraham had to walk around out there with those goats and call himself, I am the father of many nations. And then what happened? One day he became fully persuaded that what God had said, you know, he was able to perform, and boom, there's Isaac. Now, Abraham tried to help God out one time, and he made Ishmael. You know, I have to get to thinking that you can help God out on this deal. Your job is to believe him. Amen? Now, let's look at, while we're right there at Romans chapter 4, go down to verse 20. It says that Abraham, well, let's start, we just read verse 17, so let's read verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so that shall thy seed be. What do you mean? He hoped against hope. You know, Abraham was getting pretty old, and his wife Sarah was barren. But God said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. So he grabbed onto that, and he kept it in his heart, and he meditated on that promise of God until it happened. Being not weak in faith, this is very important for all of us. He considered not his own body, which was now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. See, you get that? He didn't pay any attention to the natural circumstances. He didn't pay any attention to what his friends were saying. He didn't pay any attention to anything other than what God said. He said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. That's all he focused on. Verse 20 says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Abraham got to a point where he believed in his heart that what God said, it was going to happen. He got it in there because he had ran around meditating on that word for years. He got, and finally, he got it. Amen? Sometimes we get frustrated if we don't see something happen in 15 minutes. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Now we're going to see some things that will strike faith in our hearts. How this faith can start happening in us. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11 said, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith." So it's not going to happen by your own works, by your own efforts. Remember? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 said, "We look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." We look to Him. Now, go down to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. Now, Paul says a peculiar thing here. He says, "We preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." So now, we're seeing, Paul said, "We preach Jesus Christ, Him crucified." What does that mean? That means everything. When you focus on Jesus and what He's done for you, that's going to cause faith to happen in your heart. You meditate on that, and you meditate on what He did for you on that cross, it's going to cause you to believe. How can I say that? All the way through His passion, when He was at the whipping post, when He got His stripes. That's dealing with the cross. "By His stripes you were healed." When He got on that cross and died for your sins, and you asked Him to be your Lord, you became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That means you're in right standing with God. Now, you're not going to have a revelation in your heart until you think about that and you meditate on that and you realize that the blood of Jesus washed away everything that was wrong between you and God. Once you get that revelation, then you've got some armor on you. Remember in Ephesians it talks about the armor of God? That's the breastplate of righteousness that you just put on when you got a revelation that you're in right standing with God. Now, go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 12. Galatians chapter 3, verse 12 says, "The law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree." So now, Christ has redeemed us from this curse of the law. He brought us into a whole new covenant. Our job is to behold Him and believe on Him. How are we going to do that if we don't hear about Him? If we don't read about Him? Remember? He said to take His yoke upon us and learn of Him. The more we learn of Him, the more Him is going to happen in our hearts. Now go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. It says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." What do you mean, cast away your confidence? Cast away? You start, when you say the prayer of faith, when you start saying the word of God, saying, by his stripes I was healed, and then maybe you got together with some of your friends and you prayed the prayer of faith, and you get back home, and sometime in the middle of the night you start feeling bad. Some people will get up and say, you know, maybe I didn't pray right. Maybe I didn't do it right. Maybe I need to ask God to heal me again tomorrow. What's going on? The devil's trying to get you to cast away your profession of faith that you made the day before. When we don't see it immediately, we need that patience that it talks about right there in verse 36. Let patience have its perfect work. Now go down to verse 37. It says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. Now the just shall live by faith again. Right there, he had that tie to that confidence. We make these professions of faith, what we believe in our hearts. You find a promise of God, and you say that out loud. You say that out of your heart so your ears can hear it. You may have to meditate on them for a little while. Get them in there deep. Now go up to verse 22. Says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. This is where we get the blinders on. We get a promise of God out of the Bible. We get it in our hearts. We pray that out. We pray that in faith. And then we have to stand on that. Our conversation has to be the same. It's not going to work to have the words of faith rolling out of your mouth in the church building and then go out there on Tuesday, if you make it that long, or Monday, and start rolling bad confessions out. You get in there in the atmosphere of faith and you find out that God is going to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And then you get out there on Monday and you say, I'm so broke I can't pay attention. That's not going to work. You threw your profession of faith out the window. You picked up the devil's words and decided to agree with him. You know, you come into the building and you pray the prayer of faith that says, by his stripes I was healed. And you get out there on Tuesday and you start talking about how sick you are. See what happened? You threw your profession of faith out. And the Bible tells us to stay narrow-minded on this. See, we need to be the same out there as we are in here with our profession of faith. How's that going to happen? Go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So God told us that the just shall live by faith. And he would be an unjust God if it was impossible for us to do that. But right there, he just gave us the directions. He told us how faith comes. He said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And literally, if you look up the Greek, it says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of Christ. See, you can listen to the law every day and not have faith happen in your heart. But if you listen to the words of Jesus, you listen to the words out of the New Testament, faith will happen in your heart. Faith will grow in your heart, and not condemnation. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, God told Joshua to meditate on his word day and night. Joshua was getting ready to take over leadership of the whole Jewish nation and take them into the promised land. And God said, you meditate on my word day and night. Well, if he told Joshua to do that, it's a cinch. It'll work for us too. We're in the New Testament. God told us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. One of the things I find it interesting, and we all fall into it at some point, but we start getting into the Word and we start listening to tapes or whatever, reading books, and then we just try to mass read them. You know, and you just get piles of tapes, you know, and you just get piles of books. And do you remember what you read in that book? I didn't either. But when I finally decided I'm going to narrow this down a little bit. And I started focusing on a few things. And I just go over it and over it and over it and over it and over it. And I'd listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. I'd read it and I'd read it and I'd read it. And I'd meditate. And then pretty soon it starts sinking in. And I start getting a revelation of it in my heart. There's nothing wrong with hearing those other tapes and reading those other books, as long as they're quality. But the thing of it is we heard it or we read it. But I'm talking about getting it deep in there, getting a rhema word revelation of what you read. And you might have to sit there and look at it. You know, it could take you several weeks. But it's okay. God's not mad at you. He takes delight in you focusing in on His Word and trying to get a revelation of it. And the Holy Spirit will teach you. He'll show you. He'll help you. Look at Luke chapter 24, verse 32. The road to Emmaus. There was a couple guys walking down the road, and Jesus showed up. He concealed himself. And he was helping people get revelation of him through his word. See, they didn't know him by sight at that time. He come by and he said, why are you guys so down? I said, well, they crucified our Lord, basically. And they were kind of blue. And he walked with them and talked with them. And right here in verse 32 says, they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures, the word. That word was getting into their hearts. They were hearing the words of Jesus, and it was getting into their hearts, and it was burning in them. That was faith coming. They were hearing the word, and they were getting faith from the words of Christ. So now we got a full circle right there. We got Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, God said to meditate on that word. What are we going to focus on? Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Jesus got on the cross. Remember, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. What's going to happen? Romans chapter 4, verse 20, we become fully persuaded, just like Abraham. So we hear that word of faith. So we find out what we're supposed to meditate on. We meditate on it. We hear that word of faith, and then we become fully persuaded. That's as simple as I know to make it. Then what happened? Go back to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. There it is. What are we going to focus on? We're going to focus on Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. What are we going to do? We're going to meditate on his word. We're going to find out what he did for us, what he said about us. We're going to meditate on that. And what's going to happen? We're going to become fully persuaded that what God said, he is able also to perform. We're not going to stagger at the promises of God through doubt and unbelief. Or we're going to just believe him. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. We praise you in the name of Jesus for this opportunity to be with you in your word. We know that you're with us always and you never leave us nor forsake us. But it's special to be with you in a time with your word, as the Holy Spirit teaches us how to rightfully divide your word of truth. We thank you for the things that Jesus has done for us, and everything that he's doing for us now, and everything that he will do for us. We praise you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.